For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. There have been some strange happenings in the outdoors in the last several weeks. I haven't heard any oddities out of Wyoming, but elsewhere in the country, strange things are happening. I'll tell you about it after this break. Once in a while, I get notices about strange things going on in the outdoors. I monitor the outdoor wires to keep up with the ongoing court battles over wolves and the ever-present threats to the Second Amendment, but every so often, less newsworthy, but no less noteworthy, stories crop up. Take, for instance, the report out of Florida about a deer-eating snake. They've been having trouble down there with non-native reptiles people get as pets, then turn loose when they realize they lack the skills, resources, or possibly the brains to keep them. Those creatures tend to do pretty well in the Florida climate. The snake in this story was a Burmese python. Wildlife officials saw it and smoked it with a shotgun. When they started checking the snake out, they found a 76-pound deer inside it. The story didn't say how big the python was, but it had to be bigger than your average Wyoming bull snake to snork down a deer. Weirder yet was a story out of Wisconsin about a bow hunter in a tree stand. The lady was perched in her favorite spot on the edge of a cornfield, waiting for the deer to wander by, but a mother black bear and her four cubs showed up instead. According to the story, one of the cubs got spooked by the deer decoy and shinnied up the tree right next to the woman, and the 400-pound mama bear came up the tree with the woman's tree stand. I don't know if the lady tried to scare the bear or fight it off, but she wound up needing 40 stitches in her leg after the encounter. And that all took place 20 feet up a tree. I've had some bizarre things happen to me in the outdoors, but nothing's ever come close to being that crazy. Of course, I never venture very far into bear country without my bear spray handy. I'll keep watching the wires for news of the weird. Hopefully it won't involve me. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at infowyo.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.